Many, many years ago, there was a man that told his followers that he was speaking on behalf of God. His followers, trusting him, took their own lives, thinking that it was God's will. The man's name was Jim Jones. He was a liar. There was a man many years ago that proclaimed himself to be the Lamb, the Son of God. His followers went to their fiery deaths, convinced he was a prophet sent from God. The man's name was David Koresh. He was delusional. There was a man not so many years ago that told his followers that he was the Messiah. His followers, believing him, took their own lives, thinking it was God's will. The man's name was Marshall Applewhite of the Heaven's Gate cult. He was a lunatic. Two thousand years ago, a man allowed himself to be crucified and claimed he had come to fulfill God's will. His followers, trusting him, set about to spread the good news that the Messiah had come. The man's name was Jesus Christ, and he left us today with four choices. Was he a liar, delusional, a lunatic, or the Son of God? There are no other options. He intended it that way. He left no room to call him a wonderful teacher or a great moral man and leave it at that. He said, "I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live." He declared to the world, "I and my Father are one." If you believe that he was who he claimed to be, then don't just stop there. Claim your inheritance and blessings. Trust in his perfect sacrifice. Believe that his blood paid for all your trespasses, and know that he cannot lie. Christ was crucified, according to the scriptures. He was buried and rose again after 3 days, according to the scriptures. If by your own free will, choose to believe this simple truth, you will have eternal life. You will be sealed with the Holy Spirit. You will become a new creation and heir to all heavenly spiritual blessings. You will be the latest member of the body of Christ, which is the church today. If this sounds simple, be assured it is. He intended it that way. Two thousand years ago, a man thought Jesus was a liar, delusional, and was followed by lunatics. He devoted himself to eliminating the fledgling cult called Christianity. His name was Saul of Tarsus. While traveling to Damascus, Saul, by revelation of Jesus Christ, met with the truth and spent the rest of his life spreading the gospel of Christ to the world. We know him today as the Apostle Paul. He chose to believe Jesus was the Son of God. Jesus was not a liar. He was not delusional. He was not a lunatic. Paul later wrote, "I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me." If you choose to believe that he was a liar, delusional, or a lunatic, pass this on to someone else and give them the choice. If you choose to believe that he was the Son of God, then welcome home.